Hello, it's Friday, August 2nd. This is Liridan Gila, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Diversified Large Growth Strategy. July was a month of the great rotation and increased volatility. Overall stocks gained ground for the month, with small caps leading the way with significant gains, while tech-heavy large cap growth index fell. The S&P generated a 1.2% gain on the month, and 9 out of 11 sectors climbed, with only tech and communication services finishing lower. Market broadened in July, with the momentum factor underperforming significantly, and that is the reverse of what we saw in the first half of this year, which was a narrow market driven by a handful of AI-related megacap stocks. The rotation taking place from the megacaps to small caps was significant, with the Russell 2000 index up 11%, posting the biggest outperformance relative to NASDAQ since 2001. Also, equal-weighted outperformed market-weighted indices, and value outperformed growth. Large growth stocks underperformed for the month, with the Russell 1000 growth posting negative 1.7%, but still on track for a solid year, up 18.6% year-to-date. The wide gap between Russell 1000 growth and Russell 1000 value decreased by 7% last month, bringing that large growth outperformance relative to value up only 6.5% year-to-date. Megacap stocks lost some steam in the middle of the month, with some disappointing earning releases, which sent the MAG 7 stocks into correction territory, with the decline of peak to trough by more than negative 10%. For July, though, MAG 7 was only down 0.6% thanks to a very strong final day, but that's a big change from the gains of more than 9% in both May and June. Looking at the market dynamics this year, we'd like to share a few observations. First, we're finally seeing market broadening recently. However, the market is still very narrow in terms of performance for the year, and the momentum factor has outperformed significantly this year. Stocks with high exposure to momentum, such as AI-related tech and GLP-1 pharma, have outperformed significantly this year. Second, the AI euphoria appears to be taking a pause for now. Tech giants and beyond are set to spend over $1 trillion on Gen AI capex in the coming years, with so far very little to show for it. Investors have been focusing recently on the expected path to profitability from these large investments in AI-related capex. Finally, we saw a big rally in rates for the month, and the Treasury yield curve continues to uninvert as the expectation mounts that the Fed would keep cutting rates starting in the next meeting in September. The anticipation for rate cuts is partly driven by the weak data that we've been seeing recently, and the increased probability of recession in the near future. This is the phase when it gets very tricky for stocks. When the Fed cuts rates and the yield curve term premium normalizes as it becomes clear that monetary policy is too tight and the economy is potentially facing hard landing. Going forward, we think the market will continue to broaden based on the current extreme relative valuations between the megacap stocks and the rest of the market. We should expect a period of increased volatility for 2024, given the challenging macro environment and increased probability of a hard landing scenario. We hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out.